as John Marks from 97.5 The Fanatic in Philadelphia joins us. Johnny, welcome back to the show. How you doing?
What's up, Jay? How you doing?
Hey, man, I'm doing well. I was looking up some stats heading into this game, and surprisingly, really, as aggressive as they are perceived to be on offense are the Eagles, they have only pressured opposing quarterbacks on 16% of dropbacks. Are they just not getting the pressure? Do they not have guys willing to do it? Or are they sitting back in a lot of passing situations?
They don't have the natural pass rusher. So when Chip Kelly came to Philly, he brought a 3-4 defense to town. So they really still have that 4-3 personnel. So the guys that they're trying to use as natural pass rushers are now playing an outside linebacker in a 3-4 defense. And they don't have that natural edge pass rusher that you see the Steelers have with the James Harrison. They see a lot of these other teams, like a Baltimore Ravens have with Terrell Suggs. They're still searching for that guy, and they just don't have a natural pass guy. And they have blitzed quite a bit, but they're still not getting to the quarterback. So you're right. Sometimes stats lie. Stats don't lie here. Last game, they did get some nice pressure on the quarterback, but they're not getting that natural pass rush from their guys that are rushing, just from four down linemen. So, no, you're reading it dead on. They're not getting to the quarterback, and that's been one of the things that has hurt them so far this year.
So you look at the Giants, who, by the way, following that, the Eli Manning has only been pressured on 14% of his dropbacks, which makes it, allows him a lot more time. Now, his receivers, both of the top guys, are coming off hamstring injuries, and they're going to play, but they're kind of nursing these injuries. How do you think the secondary matches up against Beckham and the crew?
Yeah, it's interesting. I heard a stat from Ron Jaworski that, Eli's getting the ball out of his hands 1.6 seconds every snap. You know what that means? Whether or not the offensive line is really protecting him well, he's getting rid of the ball. So it's working for him because the offense has looked better. But let's face it, with a hamstring injury with Beckham, it's not one of these things where it's like, all right, I have a knee problem and I'm going to fight through it, or I have a bruised shoulder, I'm going to fight through it. You can't do that with muscle pulls and with hamstrings. And you see this all the time where a player thinks that they're ready to go and they test it in warm-ups and they do it. And then you get to the game and you're only 60, 70%. I don't know what's going to happen tonight. I know the weather's supposed to be cold here in Philly. It's going to be around 30 at game time or so. So I actually think that it's a great matchup for the Eagles, especially the fact that their receiving core maybe is a little bit dinged up. And that the Eagles secondary, early in the season, they're Byron Maxwell, the guy they signed from the Seahawks, their big free agent signing they gave $63 million to. He struggled the first few games. He's gotten his legs underneath him. He looks a lot better. So you're right in this, that if the Eagles are going to win this game or lose this game, it's going to happen with the secondary play.
We're joined by John Marks from 97.5 in Philadelphia, proving Monday Night Football between the Eagles and Giants. And John, there's a lot of talk in the offseason about the potential of this Eagles team and how their high-powered offense could put up some crazy numbers, and their defense was able to keep pace for them. So far through five games, though, the Eagles find themselves under 500. Has there been any aspect of the Eagles on the field that has actually lived up to the offseason hype?
Their defense has actually been, despite not having a pass rush, their defense has played very well. The strength of the team is in their three down linemen, Fletcher Cox, Benny Logan, and then a combination of a few other guys filling in, have played really well. Teams cannot rush against the Eagles, so that certainly helps. Their linebackers have suffered some injuries. Michael Kendricks, who is their all-pro type inside linebacker, he's had hamstring issues, and he's kind of been off the field. They drafted a guy out of Texas, Jordan Hicks, in the third round that not a lot of people thought was going to do much. I heard some people question the pick at the time of the draft. He's played tremendously. People are talking about him possibly being a rookie of the year candidate on the defensive part of the line. So if the defense has played well, then what's going on with this team? Obviously, the offense is great, and the offense has been anything but great. A combination of some new personnel, some offensive line problems, and a new quarterback, Sam Bradford, who's been – good and bad. He's had slow starts to games, and he's played better in the second half. But this team, Jason, everything is on Chip Kelly. Chip Kelly got rid of Nick Foles. Chip Kelly got rid of LeSean McCoy. He got rid of DeSean Jackson. He didn't re-sign Jeremy Maclin. So this is his team. And when you watch the ESPN promo that's been running for this Monday Night Football game, they show Eli and they show Beckham, and then they show Chip Kelly. Chip Kelly's the franchise player of this team in Philadelphia. So Chip's got the bullseye on him, And tonight's one of these games where this is a game Chip Kelly needs to step up, because the Eagles have really struggled because they've been more or less predictable on offense. Chip's the guru. Chip's the offensive genius. If you're going to win a game tonight, you got to do it with Chip Kelly. So Chip's got to step up. He's been the biggest disappointment for a lot of Eagles fans this year.
John Marks from 97.5, The Fanatic, joins us. And it's interesting you mention that, John, because that's really kind of a college philosophy where the head coach designs all the plays, and right till the last second, the quarterback's looking at the sidelines, they signal them in, they don't really have to make any, you know, thinking on the field, they just do what the play is called. In a lot of those cases, those top-end schools have just better talent on the field. In Philadelphia, you look at Chip Cox, you mentioned, or not Chip Cox, but Chip Kelly, that he needs to be better. Does he maybe need to be better in realizing that he can't control the NFL game like he controls a college game?
Yeah, it's a really good point. And you're right. When you have, when you're at Oregon or you're at USC or you're wherever and you have a player and you don't like him or he's not performing, you just go to the next guy that's on your 90-man roster. You make a mistake in the NFL, you're in trouble. And if you make a mistake at the quarterback position, you're really in trouble. So I do think that Chip is adjusting. And I'll give him this. He's been willing to adjust. A lot of coaches that come in aren't flexible, and they say, hey, I'm not going to adjust. Well, a lot of what you've seen out of Chip's offense is now he's starting to line Sam Bradford up under center a little bit, as opposed to just lining up in that traditional shotgun zone read formation. So he is running a lot of snaps under center, which is getting the running backs going a little bit. So Chip's been willing to be flexible with that. But Chip is also now the general manager of this team. He fought in the offseason. He got the old GM kind of fired. He got his role reduced. So Chip is now picking the players. And there's a lot more to the NFL than just running some college scheme that worked for his first 2 years in the league. You have to draft players. You have to sign players. You have to decide which players you aren't bringing back. So right now, Chip's really still learning this league, both as a coach and now as a GM. And I think that's where you're seeing a little bit of the struggles from Chip. He gave DeMarco Murray a ton of money after giving Ryan Matthews a 3-year, $11 million contract. They already have Darren Sproles on the books for over $4 million for this year. So he's allotted a lot of money to the running back position. And let's face it, Jay, in the NFL in 2015, you don't pay running backs that much money.
Nope.
Unless they're Adrian Peterson or guys like that. So Chip's really just kind of learning this NFL game still, I think.
I totally agree with you, and I think he's made a few interesting decisions, but people that come in and try to reinvent the wheel in the NFL, just like we've seen up north here in the CFL, it rarely, rarely works. You need to get good players. It's that simple.
Yeah, agreed, and I think Chip's figuring that real fast. They do have talent on this team, but you just can't put a bunch of individuals. I think that sometimes in sports you play games on paper, whether it's hockey or baseball or basketball or football, and you just can't take a bunch of individuals, put them on the field, and expect that it's going to work just because of the talent there. And it hasn't worked so far with the Eagles.
Great point. John, enjoy the game tonight, man.
Anytime, guys. Thank you for having me.